Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Trust and obey. James chapter 1, verse 22. Be doers of the word, and not simply hearers, and thus deceive yourselves. I am not sure if it's just me or if it's actuality that we live in a day and age when very few people spend time reading the Word of God. They might listen to someone expound what they have read, but they themselves do not spend time in the Word of God. How sad that is, that we have fallen so far short of the Word of God. I recall a mother justifying the alternate lifestyle of her son, saying that the church he went to said it was okay, and there was nothing in the Bible that said that the lifestyle that he lived was wrong. Beep! She did not adequately know the Word of God and understand what God said about sin. Sin is an affront to God, it's displeasing to God, and it comes under the judgment of God. We need to be doers of the word and not simply hearers. And as we hear the word of God, it comes by reading the word of God. And it's so easy to deceive ourselves by ignoring what God's word says and then doing what it says. I can recall as a boy hearing my mother say, "Do you hear what I say?" "Yes, I hear you." "But did I obey?" "No." What was the result? Another spanking. Oh boy, did I live in a day and age when the little piece of wood was not used so much to start a fire as it was to start a fire on my external part of my body, that the seat of knowledge, let's just call it that. And I learned to trust and obey, because if I did not trust and obey, I found that Mom's way was a painful way. When we trust God, we come under His beautiful, beautiful provision. All around us, we can experience the love of Jesus if we do what He says to do and obey what He says to obey. Please, whatever you do, stay close to the Word of God. Stay close to the heart of God. Stay close to the will of God. Even though it might appear that you are standing alone, walking alone. If you walk alone and stand alone, those who are looking for a stable answer to the craziness of the world will find someone they can trust and turn to that person for help. Be that person that people will trust and obey. Heavenly Father, our prayer is that you would make us a lighthouse in a dark world, that we might be the hope of the hopeless, the help of the helpless, the one that people turn to when times are bad. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.